You've heard of California prospectors that discovered silver and gold, but did you ever hear of one that struck diamonds? Two men said they did, and their story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by Farm Credit. America never stops growing. Thanks to Farm Credit, neither does rural America. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
America never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the farmers and ranchers who call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping rural America show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. And as rural America grows further, we'll be there. Just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Join Drovers and Dr. Dan Thompson for our third annual Feedlot Cowboy College on September 7th and 8th in Dodge City, Kansas. This two-day seminar, led by respected and knowledgeable industry experts, is filled with timely information for feedlot operators. Topics include animal health, low-stress animal handling, technology, and how to improve animal welfare. Attendance will also qualify you as BQA certified. For more information, visit droverscowboycollege.com.
In the mid-1800s, Philip Arnold headed west from Kentucky with his cousin John Slack to strike it rich. They didn't find fortune, but they did see the tail end of the 49 gold rush in California. Arnold returned to Kentucky, married, and then had his sights set on the west once again.
They sold off everything here, went back out west with his cousin Slack. About this time in 1871, they were finding diamonds in Africa.
And as Charlie Skies explains, if diamonds were found in Africa, they certainly should be found in the U.S. as well.
So Philip Arnold was working as an assistant accountant in a drill bit company. You see, these drill bits were diamond tipped.
Arnold had the inspiration to discover diamonds, shall we say, in California. So he headed to a downtown bank.
He got a bag full of these rough industrial diamonds that were not worth much at all. And so if you can just see Philip Arnold coming in one day to this office and carrying this saddlebag under his arm, and we've got to put this in your safe and save it overnight. But you have to promise, don't tell a soul.
Which, of course, accomplished exactly what Arnold had hoped. The bank told everyone in the city diamonds had been discovered somewhere outside of San Francisco.
What he had was a bag of rough, uncut diamonds and some smatterings of rubies, sapphires, and emeralds. One person has said over time, why they didn't put in a few pearls, I don't know, must have been just an oversight.
The tale was about to grow quite large, and Arnold and his cousin would become quite rich. The story continues next time as we travel the countryside. In Elizabethtown, Kentucky, I'm Andrew McCrae.